Hey Gratitude Seeker, welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Today we will talk about problems. We all have them, whether they are big or small. What's most important is how we deal with them. So let's explore some ideas that might give you perspective. But first, like always, let's take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. Do you have any problems? I sure do. And I think that everyone has to deal one way or another with problems. And at times we don't even realize how amazing life is until we get one of these problems. When we have problems and we are stressed out, usually gratitude comes very hard for us. Like, what can I be grateful for? I have all of these problems, especially when problems stack up. Like, there is this thing that happened, that negative thing, or another one afterwards. And we have the tendency to give them more power than necessary. Especially when we feel overwhelmed by the problems, by their number, or by how big they are. They can make us feel small, and when we look at them, we might feel that they are so big and so powerful. But are they really that powerful and that big? We might feel that they are for us. But if we reach out for help or talk with someone, a member of the family or a friend of ours that's close to us, they might give us a totally different perspective. And those big problems might just be big in our own brain and only there. Also, holding the thought and the belief that there is a solution for every problem has been, at least for me, a lifesaver. The tendency is to focus so much on the problem that we just cannot see the solution. And when 90% or even more of our brain's capacity is used to focus on the problem, we have only 10% or less to focus on possible solutions. This gets us to consume a lot of our energy in a way that's non-productive, which actually makes it even harder for us to solve that problem or to overcome it. And here it gets a little bit more complicated. Because at times, for instance, if it's a feeling, it's important to not repress it and to choose gratitude lightly, even though our true emotions are very different. So at times, you need to stay a little bit in that state to be brave enough to face it, to experience that emotion. But it's also important not to dwell in it. Because once you go into it and you feel it and you let it be, the process of getting back to a better state is so much shorter. There are also times, though, when we need to act and to focus on solutions as fast as possible. So it's up to us to decide what's the best way of dealing with different kinds of problems. And the goal is to focus more and more of that percentage on solutions, on resources, on feeling empowered in that situation, whether we do it through gratitude and stacking up the positives, like our qualities, the fact that we've dealt with these kinds of problems before in the past and we were able to overcome them, seeing and appreciating the people that we have around us that might be able to help us, and actually gaining perspective on the problems. They might just be 1% of our life that's not working great when we have 99% of life going quite amazing. So in the bigger perspective, they're not that strong, they're not that bad. We have so much going on that's great, that supports us, that when we think again about that particular problem, we see that in fact it's just a drop in an ocean. Yes, it does make some waves, but it's nothing compared to all of the amazing things that we have in our life. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Georgian Benta. I would really appreciate it if you would share it with that one friend or family member that you feel that he or she might find it useful in dealing with a particular problem. Have an amazing day today, and don't forget to keep seeking gratitude.